I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Delta Airlines and other carriers that operate out of Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport say they expect to be running normally today. This after the fire that caused an 11-hour blackout on Sunday. The incident forced the cancellation of over 1,500 flights. Air travel expert Robert Mann says no matter how fast Delta and other airlines move, it will take a few days to get the hundreds of thousands of grounded passengers to their final destinations. Meanwhile, Georgia Power CEO Paul Bowers says his team is working to determine what must be done to ensure there are no repeats of this incident.
Again, we apologize for the disruption in people's lives. Our primary focus now is to investigate what happened, to ensure that that never happens again, and ensure that the reliable network maintains itself as we go throughout this week.
Georgia Power says no personnel or passengers were in danger at any time. Well, what remains of the Georgia Dome is scheduled to come down at 1 o'clock Wednesday morning. You'll recall that two walls survived the initial implosion last month. MARTA is shutting down operations for the Dome station starting tonight in advance of the second implosion attempt, but expects to be operating normally by morning rush hour. South Fulton Mayor Bill Edwards has vetoed changing the city's name to Renaissance. This after the city council voted to approve the name change on a 4-3 vote last week. Edwards cited an overwhelmingly negative response from citizens, as well as the costs of changing the name and the history of other new cities keeping their names when they incorporated. According to the AJC, council members will have the opportunity in January to vote to override Edwards' veto with a 5-vote majority. And the Marietta Police Department is being recognized for its work catching child predators. CBS 46 reports that the department is part of the GBI's Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. They were recently celebrated for being the agency in the task force with the most child enticement arrests this year. Debbie Garner, the special agent in charge of the GBI's Child Exploitation Unit, says they have trained agencies throughout the state to chat online with potential child predators who will travel to have sex with children. And the American Civil Liberties Union is suing Secretary of State Brian Kemp because of what they term his illegal attempt to remove 160,000 voters from the active voter roll. The suit alleges that Kemp instructed local election officials to mail notices to hundreds of thousands of registered voters, targeting people who'd recently moved. Those who failed to respond within 30 days were placed on the state's inactive voter list. They'll be purged from the roll if they don't vote in two consecutive federal elections. The ACLU filed a petition in court alleging that some of the notices violated state and federal law and disproportionately affected low-income and minority voters. In response to the lawsuit, Kemp said his office would make sure the nearly 160,000 people who improperly received the notices would remain on the active list. And the Atlanta Falcons are one step closer to the NFL playoffs after last night's 24-21 nail-biter win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers missed a last-second field goal that would have tied the game, giving Atlanta its ninth victory of the season. Quarterback Matt Ryan says the team has to refocus quickly with another game just 5 days away.
You know, we got to find a way to get back to work this week, try and improve, and make sure that we play the best we're capable of playing next Sunday. And that's really all our focus needs to be about. If we're worrying about anything else, you're not as locked in as you need to be.
The Falcons travel to New Orleans for a rematch with the Saints on Christmas Eve. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.